It's HealthQuest Radio. It's Dr. David Kolbaba on AM 560. The Answer.
It's happening all along the beautiful shores of Lake Michigan. Meaningful, life-changing moments all around the world. HealthQuest Radio goes airborne, wheels up. Copy that. HealthQuest Radio proudly presents Adventures in Health with your host, Dr. David Kolbaba. Hi, I'm Alex, and you? Well, you're right where you're supposed to be. You're listening to America's number one health news and science show, our adventure guide, He Is Ready. He is the voice of integrated preventive health care in our nation today. He's the clinical director of our West Dundee offices. His story will show he is a man before his time, a real trailblazer. My friend, my partner, and my favorite radio boss, here's our host, Dr. David Kolbaba. Hey.
Hey. I guess we got a lot of stuff going on here. Hey, last week, if you missed the radio show, more pitfalls going with the flow of science and technology. And the whole point of the show was, are you running with the wrong crowd? I mean, do you follow the instructions only to look back over time and realize how wrong you have been following the lead of the leaders? Last week, just touch on it. You can go to healthquestradio.com to get that copy of the show and listen in. Today, it's more pitfalls going with the flow of science and technology. Now, here we're not here to drive you down a dead end and leave you despondent with all the news you already know about things when you get discouraged and out of sorts, if you will. The idea is how to turn it around so that we step out of the flow, we take the exit ramp and get out of some of the chaos that most of us are having to contend with, or at least we think we have to contend with it. Last week, the Ozempic, the diabetic drug gone rogue, because you see, there's this thing I call the Ozempic factor. One of the side effects is that people are losing weight. So what are they doing? They're going to their doctor saying, hey, I want that weight loss pill. It ain't a weight loss pill. Besides, it appears to be changing people's personalities for the worst. That was just last week. Details, you can go again to healthquestradio.com. We also mentioned confirmed proof positive. Researchers reveal some of the, the pushback, the blowback of receiving the mRNA vaccine containing components that not only suppress your immune system between now and dead, but also stimulates cancer growth. That, again, details healthquestradio.com. Last week's show, pitfalls going with the flow of science and technology. Are you really, truly, even to stay running with the wrong crowd? But today, I want to go back to a subject I mentioned last time we talked regarding the lack of sleep, the new alcoholic. Yes, I said alcoholic. What do sleep-deprived people have in common with practicing alcoholics with a similar outcome to a typical alcoholic habit? And also, I want to talk about some of the, well, one early COVID study done by the DOD, our Defense Department, strikingly different information than we heard during the COVID, I call it debacle or the COVID way, whatever you want to call the last couple years. Oh, by the way, another drug on the new frontier as a wonder drug, maybe you've heard about it, the Lybalvi. It's an antidepressant. I've got some ideas on that. I want to give you my unique take on that drug with you seeing commercials each and every hour that you watch your TNV. But when we last spoke, I was taking us back to when we were kids. Remember that our parents represented our parental frame of reference. You know what it was. While you're living in my house, you know, money don't grow on trees. And I wasn't born yesterday. All those things we heard. But one of the big ones for parents really was they didn't want us running with the wrong crowd. For all the good reasons, of course. But as I stated last show, and I'll state it again today, Could it be said that today, even as well-meaning adults, you know, we could find ourselves running with the wrong crowd, you know, with today being the more pitfalls, going with the flow of even something like science and technology? Here's my question. Before COVID hit, what were your thoughts about the NIH, the World Health Organization, the CDC and such? And what was your level of trust, whatever it was, as passive as you thought those institutions were, 0 to 10, you know, how much did you trust whatever it was that they, you know, purported to have known, not only about, you know, things of our past, but then COVID hit and they struck a chord again, giving us strategies, if you will. To what extent did that sense of trust fade when you experienced whatever you experienced in the COVID thing? And last time we discussed the COVID-19, aka coronavirus, and all of the underpinnings of the confusing leadership behind the less than perfect strategy that most of us painfully experienced. But I was referring back because I think now, you know, rearview mirror, you know, 2020 vision and such, maybe sometimes it's good for us to relook at this, because just as we were dumped into the COVID strategies, we may very well be running with a crowd right now that later on we'll see as being very faulty, but we wouldn't notice it now. So I want to wake us up to some of the early warnings, if you will, by just going back to the virus itself, ravaging those infected, with some even to death, while others, millions now, are left in the wake of the persistent suffering that we now term the long hauler syndrome. Now imagine what would it be like if the virus didn't hit us. None of us would be talking about this today. The unexplainable sicknesses and death still remaining. And by the way, those questions still remain unanswered. And I have a sense that some people in the whatever are hoping that we wouldn't uncover some of the roots to this whole thing, because I believe that this whole COVID thing was unnecessary, as I'm sure you did, playing a deadly, you know, game as they did in a Chinese laboratory. It's known now. But that only represents one half of my concern. So I'm thinking there was the terrible virus itself and all that happened. That's one aspect of our experience with COVID. But I came up with even a second aspect of the COVID-19 suffering. And it was basically having all of us adhering to the various ill-fated strategies foisted on us en masse to comply with. Let me just take you back. Don't want to be, you know, running with the wrong crowd, remember? That's ringing in our ears from our parents of old. Huh? But let's fade back just a bit. You better get that shot or you're going to lose your job. You know, 10-year, lose that career. How many? Tomas, you were a part of that. You were working in the health industry.
Yeah.
You were cornered. You better get that shot or you're going to lose your job. Or maybe how about this? You won't get on the plane. Heck, the airline pilots wouldn't be able to fly the planes as their employers mandated that they get the shot. What about those that were thrown out of the military? Or how about the kids that weren't able to go to school? How about the businesses that shut down to the extent that they actually went out of business for good? Businesses that were there for decades and decades, now gone for good, permanently. On and on we go. Our government, the employers, were driving force behind much of the COVID-19 strategy, and I should say ill-fated strategy, as we look back. But guess what I want to do? Let's go early on in COVID. I'm just trying to do this to show you how maybe you got caught in the crowd and didn't even know it, even during COVID. The whole point of the show today is how can we keep from being in a crowd right now and then live long enough to regret it. Here's a headline. It's almost, now this was early on, this was this October 2020, early on in COVID. Here we go. This is the DOD, Pentagon, you know, Department of Defense. Okay, here we go. Here's a headline. It's almost impossible to get COVID-19 on an airplane, new military study suggests. It shows there's a low risk for passengers traveling aboard a large commercial aircraft to contract airborne virus such as any airborne virus such as COVID-19. And it doesn't matter, I'm quoting here, and it doesn't matter where they sit on the airplane. And we're talking about a study was done by a guy. Here's another one, Pentagon study. Same kind of story, but the same kind of headline. Low risk of contracting COVID-19 on planes with passengers that are wearing masks. Pentagon study, with the Pentagon here, the largest aircraft aerosol experimental validation testing to date, the study concluded that it was extremely unlikely, so extremely unlikely, we would have to travel hours and hours and hours and hours. We were basically saying on a 12-hour flight, you'd have to be exposed to somebody who has COVID. And then here's another stat. More than 100 hours in other cabins of both the 777 and the 767 aircraft to be exposed to an infectious dose. Now, somehow, maybe I'm missing things, but somehow I didn't catch that during COVID. Did you? I mean, I learned about it and talked on the radio a little bit about it, but why was that so inconsistently left out of the equation when thinking about depending on COVID? And again, we're not talking about COVID today. We're talking about the pitfalls going with the flow of science and technology for as much or as little as they know, but acted as though they knew everything. Now, if you want more details, oh, by the way, you can go to healthquestradio.com. I posted, hit the red button. I posted the stories in fullness with what I just read regarding the Department of Defense. But here's the deal. What do lack of sleepers have to do with alcoholics, and how will both conditions lead to the same outcome that you don't want to hear about, but you need to, but you got to keep it right here. It's a Health Quest Saturday morning with me, Dr. David Kolbaba. You keep it right here.
You are ready to be taught the new way.
Here at HealthQuest, our high standard of healthcare doesn't come from a sickness care perspective, and neither should yours. And if you're not as healthy as you should be, and you're sick and tired of those health challenges, please call us. As we say here at HealthQuest, don't just stand there, do something. Do something good for yourself, just this one time. This is Dr. David Kolbaba. If you're like me and my wonderful HealthQuest staff, well, we know how much you love helping others in this challenging world of ours. Now, if you could raise your level of health and wellness, well then you could be of greater service to those you know and love. What a great perspective, but you've got to put this intention into action. So just don't stand there. Do something. Call our HealthQuest radio hotline right now, 1-800-794-1855. Do it now for yourself and a better future with higher health. 1-800-794-1855.
Your life is in a shambles anyway.
No, it's not in a shambles. It's in a mild state of disarray.
Fine.
Not knowing is making mistakes, you think, retrospectively speaking. Another subject about the mRNA shot we touched on last week. Go to healthquestradio.com to get the details again. I just wanted to say that when we look back and we take we shove the curtains aside, we find out the dirty little truths. But in the present state, we don't really know that they're going to be found to be, we'll say, faulty, even if the intentions were correct and perfect and all that, which I don't think they are some of the time, even most of the time. So that's why we need to ferret it out. The whole subject of Ozempic last week, the diabetic drug turned weight loss drug. And I came up with an idea. If you really want to go with the stupid and think that a diabetic drug with a side effect of weight loss could be something a person would pursue their doctor enough to be said, hey, doc, I want to take Ozempic and lose the weight. when that isn't the purpose of the drug. But just as drug experimentation continues to happen over the course of many years and over populations such as ours in the United States, where we are the guinea pigs, we still are. We're finding the side effects, if they turn positive, well, maybe we'll say it's a virtue of another drug. But here's one you've been hearing about. If you, like, I call it the Ozempic factor, as I'm calling it today, because, okay, what the heck? You can take Ozempic, a diabetic drug, to lose weight. Okay, let's do that. Well, what about this drug? It goes by the name of Lybalvi. Let's see what we could do if it was a drug that you're well aware of based on watching the TNV.
Bipolar 1, I got help to push back.
I got help to push back.
We got help.
Okay, they got to help to push back. Okay, they're pushing back. They're pushing back here. It's a antidepressant pushing back, okay? But if you listen to...
Once daily prescription Lybalvi is proven to treat manic or mixed episodes of bipolar 1.
If you listen
to you push back.
The side effects, here
elderly
they go.
Elderly patients with dementia have an increased risk of death or stroke. Do not take Lybalvi if you are taking opioids or are in opioid withdrawal. The samidorphan in Lybalvi can cause severe opioid withdrawal.
Okay, here we go.
Lead to hospitalization or increased risk of...
But what I wanted you to hear is this one. Now, I want you to know that the symptoms of it or the side effects of... Lybalvi was 45 seconds of a 60-second commercial, and here's the one bit I wanted you to hear today, okay?
Other serious side effects may include high cholesterol, weight gain, potentially fatal high blood sugar, uncontrolled body movements,
okay,
which may be
that,
permanent.
Let's play that again.
Other serious side effects may include high cholesterol, weight gain, potentially
okay,
fatal high blood sugar.
Okay, high cholesterol, weight gain, high cholesterol, weight gain. Wait. What about our anorexic? What about the bulimic in our population? You see, we could have them take Lybalvi because it would just listen to it here.
Other serious side effects may include high cholesterol, weight gain, potentially fatal high blood sugar, uncontrolled body movements, which may be permanent.
All right, other than the dead stuff, you know, the deadly harm, just listen to
Other serious side effects may include high cholesterol, weight gain, potentially fatal high blood sugar, uncontrolled body movements, which may be permanent.
Could you have uncontrolled body movements for the rest of your life, but you got the weight gain.
Other serious side effects may include high cholesterol, weight gain.
You got the weight gain. So why not use Lybalvi for the anorexic and the bulimic in our population? You see what I mean? Now you might look at that and say, that's absurd. But so are the absurdities related to Ozempic and many other drugs you don't know about because, you see, you're given a drug, as other people are. And who's not taking a drug these days where there's a big berth given to ignorance, where you really don't know what the heck you're doing with the drug? You might not even know how to pronounce the drug. And interesting that only two countries of the world, ours being one, advertise drugs and medications, you know, allowing what we call a direct-to-consumer prescriptive drug ad. And you don't think you're under the influence with the average American watching 5 hours of TV per day and listen and watch and experience these drug advertisements? New Zealand is the other knucklehead country, by the way. So let's not get caught trying to avoid nasty drugs. I mean, you would think, you know, like if they're just as simplistic as this sounds, if we weren't caught trying to avoid these nasty drugs and medications, and we were to get ourselves healthier, we won't have any need for the medication encounter. Like, we won't have to worry about whatever the heck they're doing as we ahead look in the rearview mirror, because, you know, what once was is not today. I covered this last week a little bit. I'll bust through it for a second. You know, it was before you used to use hard bristled toothbrushes. Today, it's soft brushes. Now, think about that. How could it go? When Lori Lightfoot closed down the lakefront during COVID, okay, we couldn't go to the lakefront. Within months, you were supposed to go to the lakefront and be outside. How could the leaders lead us to some, you know, far-reaching, high-contrasting console and instruction and protocol and strategies? Think about it. Hard toothbrush bristles. Today, soft bristles. What did they know when it was hard bristles? How do we know the soft ones aren't the mercury fillings, the radiation, you know, the x-raying of feet and the dime stores, the baby asthma? Think about it. On and on and on we go. You know, I was looking at childhood vaccine statistics yesterday. And of the seven major vaccines, five out of the seven can, I mean, I know it's a rearview mirror. Now we're looking past, you know, over the course of time, reality sets in. I saw statistics on the seven most popular childhood vaccines. Five out of the seven included the potential for death, meaning potential for death. Get the kid vaccinated and you got a dead kid. Let's go to the funeral. I wonder what small casks cost. I mean, is, you know, what I'm thinking about in today's title, more pitfalls going with the flow of science and technology. I think your sense of reality has set in maybe more than it ever was before when we were given the silver, whatever, the placebo, the whatever, the panacea feel that science and technology is everything. So let's keep on pumping money into it. While the more natural approach, those that were tried and true, from grandmas and great-grandmas and tribal leaders of the past, anecdotally showed great success with many of our drugs mimicking some of the natural drugs that were that followed in the footsteps of mankind through the thousands of years. And you see, my question is, how do we, in the present day, how do we figure what could be dangerous and innately important and significant for us to stay away from? And I think we would only know it if one of two things happen. If you get yourself healthier and you surround yourself with an environment, and it ain't Google, by the way. You don't cuddle up with Google at night and hope to get somewhere, you know, nice and cozy. You know, I get on the internet knowing what I know, and I get destroyed every time I get on the internet because of the aggressive nature in man trying to sell us stuff and selling us a line of bull. And in the end, only time will tell. But do you want to be ravaged over the course of time thinking one way? I mean, aluminum potware. I mean, I can't go, but asbestos. You keep going on and on and on. And I'm saying, how do we know in the main, in the present state? And that's what being associated with people around you, maybe a is there such a thing as a healthcare group that is interested in your well-being and using conservative means to get you healthy and keep you healthy too? I that just makes sense to me, because you know what? Life can gobble us up real quick and go on without us. You know what I mean? And it's one thing to say that, well, he was up there in years, or I see more and more, well, he's down there in disease. You know, not up there in years, he's down there in disease, as even our lifespan reduces over time. It's not increasing. And just because they can keep your heart beating, that don't mean you're alive. Now, when we come back, I am very quickly going to go into something you might want to know in the main again. It's what I call the new alcoholic. What do sleep-deprived people have in common with a practicing alcoholic, leading to the same symptoms, similar symptoms and outcomes that an alcoholic would have? But you got to keep that right here, okay? Okay.
You're listening to Chicagoland's longest-running health news and science show with your host, Dr. David Kolbaba.
It is what it is.
Well, I'm sure you're consuming your 5 to 13 recommended servings of fruits and vegetables every day, right? But if you're not, try Dr. K's Super VitaQuest, because it provides a proprietary concentrated blend of those important phytonutrient-rich plant extracts. Maybe it's time to go beyond the basics, because our Super VitaQuest has been scientifically tested for its biological activity potential. And, well, it helps protect our cells from those damaging free radicals, maintaining DNA stability. It's the
Smart Multi, uniquely designed to nourish, defend, and recharge every cell in our bodies. Super VitaQuest is further enhanced with quality vitamins and minerals and many other superior phytonutrients like resveratrol, lutein, zeaxanthin, and lycopene. So go beyond the basics. Try Dr. K's Super VitaQuest today. Order your first supply by calling 800-794-1855. That's 800-794-1855. More HealthQuest coming right up.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter your body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Go to healthquestradio.com.
Can you imagine what people would say?
If we're always guided by other people's thoughts, what's the point of having our own?
Yeah, she's got a point there. You know, I have to say that it was a rarity some 30, 40 years ago when working with patients on a day-to-day basis to discover a fatty liver. Now, it is synonymous, the fatty liver, that is, with those who abuse the liver. And, of course, abusive use of alcohol overwhelms the normal capabilities that our liver has to clear such things. Now, in the present day, add foods, the primary foods that we eat today are foods that were non-existent 100 to 120, 130 years ago. We call those factory foods, foods that spend a lot of time in the factory, some of them never starting their life on the farm field. And it's surprising. You know, I meant to throw this on our website, but I just didn't have the presence of mind to do that. But there are several videos out there where people take a certain kind of ice cream or ice cream cone, and they open it up and they lay it on a table. And then they come back 24 hours later, and it's there in all of its entirety, not having melted while placed on that table at room temperature. To bring another suspicious thought that had you downed it, you know, chewed and swallowed it, you never would have known that that ice cream cone would have never melted. So what is it about the tampering of food, the pitfalls, going with the flow of science and technology and fake food producers when we eat such things? And it is definitely an overdrive, an undue stress on our organ system. Did it ever occur to you that we have diseases today that we did not have a century ago? Meaning some common diseases of today, and I'm talking cancer, I'm talking heart disease, I'm talking diabetes, I'm talking Alzheimer's disease. Statistically, were not evident 100 years ago. So you must say, well, what can we do to induce disease? What can we do to get ourselves healthier? One has a control over both. And then I think about people in the herd. I sometimes do picture us as herding because we follow each other down the wrong dead ends. You know, those in the herd that look like others in the herd, because they live similar lives. They live lives of similarity. I mean, they do what each other does, healthy or unhealthy, and then they stop doing what is harmful, or they stop doing what would be considered as healthy. Should that be a shock to you? I don't think so. But let's get back to a lack of sleep, which you wouldn't think would have any correlation at all with the same disease that besets alcoholics. Because back in the day, as I said, I witnessed very few fatty livers. Now we're seeing many livers are so overstressed and become fatty. Now, there's a deadly consequence of that. The lack of sleep could be a factor in what we're calling now a silent epidemic, sharing the same effects of alcoholism. More than a third of adults fail to get the recommended 7 to 8 hours of sleep, and then talking about you, and the scarcity of the shut-eye can have a surprising effect. Lack of sleep can lead to what some experts refer to as a silent epidemic condition called non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, which affects more than one in four Americans. One in four. 25% of us, according to the American Heart Association, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, as marked by the presence of fat in the liver. Now, here's another one. Of course, heavy alcohol consumption can also lead, as I said before, to fatty liver. Non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, it often has no symptoms. Now, just think about that. What are you doing? What are you doing that is creating a disease you don't need to have? Now, some people may have, you know, some non-specific symptoms regarding this fatty liver, and that would be fatigue, foggy memory, abdominal. I tell you what, some of the most common symptoms we have when people walk into the clinic, I got to say, they have those symptoms. And this risk is particularly high for postmenopausal women. Now, we work every day in our clinic to remove such problems, this being the non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. For more information, call our Health Coast Radio hotline. That's 800-794-1855, 800-794-1855. It's no mistake that you've tuned into our show today, and I'm wondering why we haven't talked to you before now, but keep it right here, would you? It's a Health Coast Saturday morning with me, Dr. David Kolbaba.
You are ready to be taught the new way.
This is Dr. David Kolbaba. You know, you can improve your health and keep it that way through progressive testing. The typical black box approach in this country of ours is nothing more than letting you crash your body into some sickness or disease, and you're left searching the wreckage for that black box. And then after the fact, you're treated with risky drugs, surgery, chemotherapy, and radiation, leaving you more compromised by the treatment. With progressive testing, we can uncover an existing problem or weakness in your body even before you experience any sign or symptom. And then we'll take a more natural approach, specifically targeting the compromised organ or system, restoring your health once and for all. Over time, then we'll retest your body to verify your strategy is working. Call our HealthQuest radio hotline and tell us about a specific health concern, and we'll let you know what specific progressive assessment is best for a healthier you. Call 1-800-794-1855. Remember, your road to better health doesn't have to be predicated on sickness or disease. 1-800-794-1855.
Go to healthquestradio.com.
Like so many other of my friends who have had trouble with the medical community, not seeming to put in the extra effort to know things like this, we have to help each other.
It is what it is.
We do have to help each other, don't we? It's not always in a pill. Keep our eyes wide open. Try to be thinking ahead. Get to a place of higher health so that our brain works better and our discernment improves. That's what it's all about. Regarding this non-alcoholic fatty liver disease I just spoke of, apart from the fatigue and the foggy memory and abdominal pain, this condition has very nonspecific symptoms, if at all. Because generally speaking, this type of fatty liver disease doesn't cause major symptoms until it's too late. And as I said before, the risk is particularly high for you postmenopausal women. I mean, even one of the studies that supported this finding found that chronic short sleep duration led to a 20% increase in insulin levels among that group compared with a 15% overall, which means sleep is affecting the onslaught of many diseases, what we call all-cause diseases. Fatty liver disease is associated with increased risk of liver cirrhosis and, of course, liver cancer. That's all right. We'll get a replacement. Liver transplant. Let's just go with the liver. We got to go. You know, we just got to go with the liver transplant.
Other serious side effects may include high cholesterol, weight gain, potentially fatal high blood sugar, uncontrolled body movements, which may be permanent.
Okay, so maybe we need to go with more drugs. You know, the popular ones. See, because everybody's doing it. You know, the herd is moving in that direction like we did during COVID, but none of us could have known. And then the misdirection that we got was utterly repulsive to me, because I, like you, was a victim of it. Better be that some of us, most of us, would say, I'm not doing that again. I am going to resist it again. But how would you know? How would you know? You know, a headline I read just yesterday for doctors. Okay, here it is. So it wasn't in the mainstream, but it was there. Here's the headline. Insurers, that's your insurance company, the one that you depend on, insurers reaping hidden fees while slashing payments. Hold on, what? Insurers reaping hidden fees while slashing payments. In other words, they want your money. They're reaping profit from who knows what, and yet they're paying for reimbursing less and less. Go figure. Now, I've got a little personal philosophy on that. If one wasn't so sick and infirmed, would that not place you in a better position as not to have to use your stupid insurance company that's taking advantage, criminally taking advantage of the system, like so many people around us these days? From food producers to, you know, do you think the drug companies don't want you to need their drug? But here's the point. I want to emphasize what I need to emphasize, because I know I'm going to give you a headache. When we think about the pitfalls going with the flow of science and technology, know that that will be with you until dead. We're going to be sidetracked by it all along. In the break, Tomas was mentioned to me, you know, the powers that be, the entities, even the leadership, wants us to be submissive to something that we have to engage in, whether that be drugs and prescriptive, whether it be insurance, whether it be, you know, our conduct, where we live, what we say. Only the healthy among us can be separate in their thoughts and their motives and their abilities to, in this case, I'm all about prevention, but sometimes in life we need to avoid. And we need to do whatever we can to avoid the treachery and the dangerous nature and the flow of what I see happening. And the only survival for you is to break from the herd. Because as I said before, you know, those in the herd look like others in the herd. If you look like you're fat, it's because you're doing what Fat Freddy's doing. And you're not doing what Fat Freddy is not doing. And should that be a shock to anybody? So maybe we do need to break from the herd. And you know what? We professionally and proficiently do that in our clinic in East Dundee. It's what we're all about. Why do you think we've been here for? We have been waiting for you. 4 decades now, we've been waiting for you. for this moment, for me to give you that phone number, you can go to healthquestradio.com, kind of figure us out that way too. But you could make it more easy and quit procrastination. You know, procrastination is one of the side effects of not being healthy. So why don't you make that call, 800-794-1855. Put your name on the list and say, I need to get healthy. I want to break from the herd. How do I do that? I want to lower the possibility of me and disease, me having to have medications, medical procedures that'll just about kill me. Please make that call, would you? 800-794-1855. That's 800-794-1855. Now, I'm being led to go off track here and call an audible in the next segment. So stay with me, would you? Keep it right here.
It's Dr. David Kolbaba. It's Health Quest Radio.
You listen to Dr. K, he'll get you right.
So how long were you told that you'd be on that medication that you're taking? That's what I thought. Sad, but it's the same for everyone else. Question, do you believe it's possible for you to be set free from the medication that you are presently on? Or are you stuck taking it forever, not to mention all of the side effects? And how good could it feel to finally become drug-free? You know, the United States makes up less than 5% of the world's population, yet we use over 85% of the world's supply of medication. That means that 95% of the world is using the 15% leftover medications, with 34 countries living longer than we do here in the United States today. Helping our body regain its health using a more natural approach can reduce the need for these dangerous medications. So let's begin your adventure in health today. Call 800-794-1855 to reserve your new patient strategy consultation. That's 800-794-1855. Back on a Saturday morning. Glad you're here with us today. You know, I'm calling an audible right now because I think I've painted us in the corner, and I think I've given us every reason to be discouraged, but we don't need to be. I'm not personally, but I need to let you know what you need to know when we talk about such things. We need to have the savvy. We need to get to a place that we're no longer manipulated, driven and tossed by people out there that do not have our best interest at heart. So all I can do is do what I'm about to do, and I'm gonna let you just stay on this. I'm gonna let you just think about this. I'm gonna let you just let this land on you, because I think it's worthy for your salvation here on planet Earth, all the way to heaven. Would you do it?
You are still my first love, and all I am is yours. You are still my anchor, forever I'm secure. You are still my first love. You're my guiding light. You're with me in the fire, and you lead me through the night. You have my heart. You've won my. Always be there.
It's no mistake that you're listening to our show today. Please call our HealthQuest Radio hotline at 800-794-1855. That's 800-794-1855. Make this one phone call one of the most important phone calls you'll ever make for your sake. 800-794-1855.
You be blessed, everyone. We'll see you next week.